Just one or two points before we go back into the practice. So, of course, in this practice, we need to put effort into this practice. But this effort, of course, needs to be relaxed effort. So not to have that tension. So with that effort, if we can let go of any expectations and just have a nice, relaxed effort. And that effort also needs to be joyful. So we need to have some joy in the practice and don't turn the practice into some sort of hardship. So again, to generate joy in the practice, we can reflect on the benefits of the practice. And then even if it's difficult, we can have a lot of joy in the practice and persevere in the practice. And then when we find some difficulty in the practice, not to see that difficulty as an obstacle or problem, but rather as an opportunity. Because generally in our lives, it's the times when we are faced with some difficult situation is the time when we most develop as a person. If nothing much, any difficulties are coming in our life, we tend to drift along in life and not really develop. Similarly, in this practice, often it's when we're challenged in this practice that we really start to make some progress. So then if we can see these difficulties in our practice as challenges and then not as problems or obstacles, and then we can remain joyful in the practice and not really get disheartened. And again, to have this long-term perspective. And remember again, if we are applying effort and we find ourselves being tense, then we need to release that tension. Don't keep practicing, even though you may have some clarity of the object, because if it's very tense, then you're going to get into very bad habits and get a lot of agitation and fatigue, maybe even start to complain about stiff neck and headache from meditating. So make sure that every so often in your practice you monitor your body, particularly the area around the face. There's a lot of sensations across the forehead, tension around the eyes, the jaw, the neck, shoulders. Then make sure we keep relaxing, 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 relaxing. And if you can't release that tension, remember to shift back from whatever object you're using to focusing. Simply bring your attention down and then focus on the abdomen or all sensations in the body and really just emphasize that relaxation. Okay? So that's only the two points I wanted to mention. So we'll go back straight into the practice again. Two sessions, 2 minute break in the middle. So as always, we begin by preparing the body, setting it into a state of relaxation, stillness, and vigilance. preparing the mind, simply bringing the mind into the present moment, letting go of any thoughts, and simply focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. Then with that very relaxed and alert mind, direct your attention to your chosen object of meditation and sustain that ongoing flow of mindfulness. Again, keeping the back nice and straight, allowing the entire body to become completely relaxed, completely at ease. Setting the mind in a state of ease and relaxation. Not dwelling in the past. Not anticipating the future. In particular, letting go of any expectations for this meditation. Simply allowing the mind to come to rest in the present moment. Through focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. Again, shifting the focus and bring your attention to your chosen object of meditation. Focusing with a relaxed and alert mind. in the words of Shanti Deva, no matter how difficult something seems, everything with practice becomes easy. So all we need to do is patiently practice and have a long-term perspective. And then it will become easier and easier.